Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
There it is. And so you're saying, well, in, I guess, his mindset, according to Michelle Bachmann as well, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, that they purged all the records of our federal law enforcement to say you couldn't mention anything negative against an enemy of your country if it was radical Islam. And you're looking at every single, is he Fort Hood? They called it workplace violence. I don't know if he even talked about the lady being beheaded in
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma at work. Beheaded at work. Can you imagine going to work and if her supervisor would not have had a gun in the office? Yeah. More people would have been beheaded and killed.
And they were being beheaded in the name of Allah. That was the purpose and motivation behind
it. You had the tragedy that took place in Orlando and the guy's pledging his allegiance, as he was talking about,
to ISIS
and the Islamic State. You heard our own president call it ISIL, which this is a Levant, which is the state when you're talking about that aspect of it. But you're looking at right here, that's been an agenda. The agenda is, for some reason, our leadership has thought that it's better to partner with Islam than to partner with Israel and the nations as they were, original allies. So you're looking at the treaty or the somewhat agreement that's been signed with Iran to be able to enable them to have potential nuclear weapons, definitely nuclear power. Their centrifuges are spinning right now. You heard right here on VFN TV that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, listen, if you give them this power, this is what they're going to do with it. They were threatening to kill America, kill Israel. At the same time, we were signing over paperwork to be able to give them $100 billion.
You know, they blew up a mock aircraft carrier in the sea.
Yes.
In the middle of these negotiations. But if you go back to San Bernardino, it was hours after this attack that they were not releasing who the names were or anything. Meanwhile, the rest of the country had to go to bed that evening, not wondering if there were several attacks being spread around the country. People were fearful and concerned for their own lives. And they were holding back the names when they reportedly was known just a few, short time.
I mean, she put it on her Facebook in San Bernardino. Hello? She said her loyalty on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, a juvenile can go find out what her loyalties were.
But they held that back from the American people.
Yes, it's because it's the narrative. He's defending every negative thing that's spoken against Islam. He's defending it. He said he wanted to do, he considered it was his job as the president of the United States to defend Islam. Well, you can have, there's no religious test for running for office, and you can have whatever religion you want, but your job is to defend the border and the Constitution, not a religion in the context of that.
And his administration and those top officials have echoed his same call. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, right after the San Bernardino attack, was even considering bringing up charges against anyone that was speaking against Islam.
Yeah. Well, they met with CARE first.
Yeah. To get talking points and maybe
they did to find out how to present this thing, and and that CARE was started under President Bill Clinton, and this whole thing's been going on for quite some time and unfolding. But the truth is, as Christians, we have to understand that partnering with Islam is not just a religion; it's a political, governmental. It has a little bit of religion in it, and mostly, it's a government. They're talking about a caliphate, talking about a theocracy, where there are religious leaders over it, like it is in Iran, the Ayatollah. Of course, they say there's different kind of brands of that, but if you read in the Quran, and we have that in on the VFN Torch to compare the two to understand that. You have to understand that because this is what they're doing right now. They just did this Sunday on CNN. They started comparing what the Quran has in it and what the Bible has in it. And they said there's no difference in the Quran when it talks about to rain down brimstone on homosexuals. And then they go over to the Bible and it says it's supposed to stone homosexuals, but what he didn't say was that there's a new covenant. He obviously doesn't know about it. He says that he's not an acting Muslim, but he that's where he, the particular reporter, we'll tell you his name again from the break. And so they went to the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. And we have to understand, Old Covenant was like that. I mean, John and I would be stoned right now.
Yes.
I would have more stones towards me than him. He'd be throwing them. Right?
Wow.
No, think about it. That's true. Can't say it's not true. I mean, it's true that before Jesus Christ, this is the good news. Before Jesus Christ, the way sin was dealt with is that you were stoned. You were killed. That's what happened. Sin was dealt with that way. But God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to take those blows, to take the punishment of our sin. What this news reporter on CNN has his little Sunday show going on, trying to explain religion. He did not explain the new covenant. But he was right when he compared the Old Testament with what was taking place and some consequences. That's not anymore. Today, God forgives sin. When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you have to know this, because if you don't read the Bible, and like 82-83% of the Christians in America don't even pick up their Bible at all, and the ones that do don't read it to really understand it, except for 3% do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that there's grace, there's forgiveness of sins, but the Old Covenant, you know, prior to the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it was ruthless. I mean, there was, you know, we talk about King David and Solomon. What you hear is forced labor.
Yeah.
You hear, you know, how things were taking place. You hear Jehu coming in to remove the heads of Ahab's sons and Jezebel's sons, and he put them on sticks, you know, at the entrance gate. I mean, that was pretty ruthless. But that's the good news about Jesus Christ. That's why bringing Jesus up freaks people out, because he's the true living God. There's no other name under heaven where a man must be saved. There's no other name. I don't care any kind of religion out there. That's why Jesus penetrates all that stuff, and it gets everybody just really stirred up over it. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about this reality, because even though Senator Ted Cruz talked about it, the mindset's still going on. The mindset's still happening right now. They're still continuing on with this particular narrative that to defend Islam from every, and there's like 3.5 Muslims in America, 3.5 million Muslims in America. There's 350 million people in America, but they're just promoting it like this. It's
49 people died in this Orlando attack, and they were still trying to pull out any reference that the own terrorist, this guy who committed this attack, he was pledging allegiance to Allah, who's pledging allegiance to ISIS,
recorded
and they were pulling that out up to the last minute.
And what you're really seeing, and we've talked about this before, is you're seeing the Saul Alinsky strategy used in the world right now. I mean, the whole world, they're trying to organize the world using, you know, this book, Rules for Radicals, was dedicated to Lucifer, who used these techniques. And one of the most important things they found out to be able to use these techniques are you have to have a sustained militant effort. And so they're utilizing 2.5% of our population to push agendas on bathrooms and marriage, to using 3.5 million Muslims concept to be able to press in and get people uncomfortable. Those 3.5 million Muslims are not harming our nation.
No.
It's what our president and our leadership is doing in regards to radical Islam and not confronting it for what it is. But everybody's stirred up. Everybody's all in a... everybody's polarized, as, you know, Marshall Gantz said on Bill Moyer's show. You first have to polarize before you organize. But once you polarize, then you can settle. And that's what they're getting ready to do. They're getting ready to have 2.0 come in. I'm sure they probably want his sister, but they both were mentored by Saul Alinsky. President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they both were mentored by Saul Alinsky. We have letters that Hillary Clinton wrote to Saul Alinsky talking about she loves to get up, and she, reportedly she was recruited in her church, in her Methodist church. He had went and talked to her in Chicago, something of that nature. But it's like this is her term paper was written
the
on.
Thesis, right?
Her thesis was written on Saul Alinsky. And so you're looking at things being organized. We have to realize, relax a little bit, you know, that they're just trying to get us all stirred up to make decisions we wouldn't have made if we weren't so frantic. And making decisions, hasty decisions, never turn out well. We got to remember God. We have to remember where we came from. Remember God's original intent for us, and begin to respond. We're going to talk more about that, though. How do we respond to these events taking place in our nation when our Congress is telling us we see it, this is what's going on, but nobody stopped it? Because one thing you didn't see in there that we'll make available to you is Jay Johnson, the one that was the head of Homeland Security, that he came in just very arrogantly.
Oh, yeah.
He just kind of like, you know, literally turned his nose up and said, yeah, you know, whatever. And you have to understand, Congress is you. When you have your congresswoman and congressman there and somebody's called to report to them, that's you. They're reporting to you. So when somebody who is an appointed office like Homeland Security comes before your congressmen and women and they do that, they're doing that to you because they're the ones that have to get the answers for you about what's going on. It's good to know that our leaders are talking about what's going on because they're a representative. It's a representative form of government.
Yes.
The responsibility of the president, the Congress, the Senate, our military is to defend our Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. And so when you see radical Islam, anybody who wants to be able to put Sharia law in, which is the ultimate goal of Muslim Brotherhood.
No doubt.
And Islam. And there was a vote taken, you know, what they thought about, I forgot to get that newscaster's name. I wish I would have got that for you during the break. But we'll make sure it starts with a Z. We'll have it for you. Hopefully I have it on the screen for you right now. But that's the one I was talking about that compared the Old Testament, compared the Bible to the Quran, but he chose the old covenant, not the new covenant under Jesus Christ, which is very important to be able to understand. But they voted almost 70%, something like that, inside of Egypt, that they were saying that that, you know, leaving the religion is a punishable by death type offense.
Wow.
Or, you know, primary Muslim nations, the stoning of folks, and they accept these type of punishments.
Just a few days ago,
dating the wrong person,
someone in Syria, they said it was mocking Allah, and they severed his head.
Yes,
they had a picture of it.
Well, that's what the Quran says that. And the thing is, the Bible doesn't say it. The New Covenant doesn't say it anymore. So I want to encourage you to read the Scriptures. Read the Word of God. Take your time, begin to read, and abide. And if you don't have an abiding plan, we have one for you at iabide.org. Go to iabide.org. Request your free plan today, and we'll send it right to you as soon as you request it, and you'll begin to do what you need to do right now. We got to find out what God really says. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.